Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to Rethink, Refresh, and Relaunch. This is Taran Travel, and today we're talking about finding a job. Right now, the unemployment rate has skyrocketed since the pandemic. Some jobs have even disappeared. Other businesses had to shut down for good. But people need to acquire new job skills if they're going to have to find a new job. So today I have my guest, Stephanie Hancock, who is a career coach, and she has some wonderful pointers to help those that are trying to get back in the job market. Stephanie, do I have you on the call?
Yes, thank you so much for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Welcome. I'm so glad you made it. So to get us going into this field, I just want to know, how did you get started in the human resources industry?
It's been some time. I don't want to date myself. back in, I would say, 2008, I knew that I wanted to, it was probably like 2007. I was working in higher education, and I was just thinking about my own future and like, what do I want to do? And I knew that I wanted to help people, and I figured that human resources would be the way to go. So I started off in employee relations, and that was the biggest jump for me, and it was the best decision I could have made for my career.
Excellent. I know that your job is definitely very much probably getting a lot of people that want to talk to you. Particularly, I know some people are having to pivot because their businesses might have closed completely. What advice could you give to people who, since the pandemic, now they've found that their job or their business no longer can exist? What advice could you give to someone in that situation?
That's a really good question, because so many people, just as you stated earlier, how high the unemployment rate is. And back in 2008, when I was first starting my trajectory in HR, we were experiencing something very similar where the unemployment rate was really high. The thing that I would advise people is to, first of all, take a breath. Don't panic. It seems very scary and very daunting, and I will never undermine that or belittle that fact, but just take a breath and give yourself some grace and start looking at what you have to offer. And the thing that I like to really help people focus on are their transferable skills. Those are the skills that you've already acquired in either your past role, your current role, volunteer roles, things of that nature. You can utilize those skill sets and see where it fits in another role or another industry completely. There are so many skills that we have that we can take into another industry and into another role that can help us find, you know, our next opportunity. So that's one of the biggest thing I would suggest is identifying those transferable skills and updating that resume. And when you're updating the resume, really look at the job descriptions. It's not a one size fits all. You need to look at the job descriptions, because in there are keywords that the applicant tracking systems that most employers are utilizing, they're going to pick up on, and you want to make sure that your resume gets pushed through to the recruiter instead of segued into the reject pile. So those are some of the tips I would offer for people who are looking.
Now, what about people, like sometimes I hear people don't know what to do, so the first thing they want to do is go back to school, saying maybe now is the time to get that master's, get that doctorate. Would that be a good idea?
I will never, ever, ever say enhancing one's education is a bad idea. But just think about looking forward, what is it going to do for you? Is it going to land you that job, that next opportunity? Is it going to open more doors for you? We just have to be strategic about going back to school. I did that. I went back to school a couple of years ago and earned my master's degree. So I do understand that this might be a time, especially if you're not working, it might be a good time if you have other things in place to support yourself and your family. It might be a good time to look at that and, go back to school and get that next degree.
But would it be such a good idea if you have to go into debt to go back to school?
That's why I say you have to look at your situation. Incurring more debt and really, really looking forward. Like, that's why I was saying, like, if how is this going to help you? How is this degree going to increase your chances for landing that next opportunity? In many cases, you don't have to necessarily go into debt. You might need to just get a certification instead of a degree. Look at the different certifications that are available out there. As an example, in human resources, in our industry, a bachelor's is definitely necessary. But what's even more useful than a master's in some regard is having that PHR or that SHRM certification, because that really demonstrates all-around knowledge of the field of HR. So I recommend certification.
What is the PHR
first.
For? I've never heard of that. What would that be for?
That's the Professionals in Human Research, Human Resources. It's a certification that's very well known within the industry, and it taps into a wealth of areas for human resources. So it's not just, let's say, benefits administration or business administration or leave of absences, things like that. It helps the professional to really have a well-rounded and established view and hone those skills and that knowledge to help them to make better business decisions within their organizations.
Mm-hmm, I see. Now, I know my youngest daughter, thank goodness, graduated 2 years ago almost, but quite a few of her friends just graduated this past May during the pandemic. And, of course, they're coming out, sending out resumes, and feeling like some of the responses they've gotten is, because of COVID, we have a hiring freeze, or because of this, we're not going to hire right now. What advice can you give for the recent college graduates? Feeling pretty hopeless.
I can understand that. My heart goes out to all of the graduates, whether it's, college, high school, middle school, whatever. They've been definitely been cheated from a milestone in their lives. Just the ceremonial milestones. They've achieved it, but it's the ceremony, the going through the whole cap and gown thing. So my advice to them is, don't be discouraged. You're going to find a job. You're going to land the job in your career if that's what you choose. So there are plenty of opportunities that may not look exactly like they may have it in their mind. So there are internships. There are plenty of internships for recent graduates. There are also fellowships. Fellowships are fantastic because it gives you really good hands-on opportunity and experience, and it may not necessarily be in your current city. It can be outside of the country. It can be outside of the state. And a lot of times they have stipends and they're paid. So you're gaining work experience and you're still also generating an income. So I would highly, highly, highly recommend a fellowship, looking into something like that, or an internship if they're unable to find exactly what they're looking for in the workforce due to the hiring freezes and things of that nature.
Now, I've heard definitely about the internships, but where would they find about fellowships? Where would they Google, or where would they look to start finding out about fellowships?
Right. A great place to Google is there's a site called profellows.com. And the wonderful thing about profellows is that they keep the opportunities updated. And then they block them off. Just as an example, if you're a woman and you want a certain type of fellowship, well, you can look in that category for females. You can look in the category for an experienced worker. So you don't have to be fresh out of college. You can be somebody who has been in the workforce for 20 years, but you want a different experience. Or you want to take the experience that you have and transfer into a different industry. Maybe outside of the country, maybe outside of your state, maybe outside of your local area. They have fellowships that increase or enhance your leadership skills, teaching fellowships. There's a plethora of them. There's whatever you pretty much want, you can find it. And that's what I really liked about profellows.com. One of the things that I found on there that in particular that was interesting was they have one fellowship that's available for somebody to skip their freshman year in college to become an entrepreneur. And it is going to fund this journey with $100,000, and they can figure out how to start their own business. So they give them the money to start their own business and learn how to run a business and learn how to be an entrepreneur if they decide to skip take that gap year in college. So there's a lot of different things out there that are available.
Wow. So that's one I have never heard. What about temporary?
I was very jealous.
That really blew me away.
When I saw
what
that,
about
I was very jealous.
I know. What about temp work? Something that they should never consider?
Yes. Thank you for saying that. Yes, temping is an excellent way to get your foot in the door, because when I worked at a university, I was in charge of our temps, our temp program there. And I would say I hired for regular employees, I hired between probably 75% to 85% of the people who ended up working with us. It's a fantastic way to get your foot in the door and take a test drive for yourself, because just because the company has a big name, it doesn't mean that it's going to be a good fit for you. Just because it's a job, it doesn't mean it's going to be the right fit for you. Or even if it offers the right salary, the culture may not be what's comfortable for you to do your best in and thrive. So it's a great opportunity to get the skills that you need and to generate an income and to get some work experience.
Wow, that really sounds great. So for recent graduates to look at internships, you said fellowships or temporary work, because I think most of them head to the DoorDash, the Lyft, the Uber, and
yeah.
I know sometimes that doesn't quite bring in the income that they really need to sustain.
Yeah, especially when you have those student loans coming due 6 months after you graduate. You're going to have to do a lot of driving with Uber or Lyft or DoorDash to help you be able to fund that. Even though I know right now there's a hold on them, that's going to, of course, change at some point in time. So we really have to be strategic during this time and, see what different opportunities are that are available.
Exactly. Do you think that people's mindset is important and at all as they go to look for jobs? Because I know a lot of people are going through like a mental breakdown because of being inside for so long.
Yes, I'm one of those people. I don't lie. I'm an extrovert, and I need people. So check in on your extroverted friends. That's what I'll say. We're having a difficult time, but now I forgot your question. I'm so sorry. Mindset. We're talking about mindset.
Yeah, was mindset
so,
is that important?
Yes. mindset is always important. No matter what, you know, no matter where you are in life, it can always be better or worse depending on our mindset. So with jobs, it's or job hunting, it takes a lot of resilience, and you have to build up a tough skin because you're going to be rejected a lot, and sometimes your heart is set on it's just set on on a certain job, and you think you aced that interview, you think you did so well, and you probably did, but it might be another reason, there's another factor why they selected another candidate over you. But try not to be discouraged by that, because when one door closes, another one's going to open. And sometimes we can't always see that, and we can get so wrapped up in, but I need money, I have to pay this, I have to do that, you know, I totally understand it. But really, again, take that breath and know that it's going to work out. Just go into it knowing it's going to work out. And it will, because it always does. So just work on that mindset. It's more than affirmations. It's really honing in and figuring out what your intentions are and what it is that you really want. Not what circumstances are dictating so much, but what is it that you really, really want, and how are you going to go after it and get it? Because you've done the hard work of getting through so many other things in life. It's time to really focus on what it is what your next steps are and how you're going to get there.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Now, you introduced me to something in an earlier conversation that I never heard of called an experience map. And when you sent it to me, I looked at it and I said, what a great idea. Can you explain to our audience what that is?
Yes, an experience map was something that was recently introduced to me I'm on the alumni board at the University of Laverne, and it was something that was introduced to our alumni board at our retreat. So what it is, it goes beyond the resume. And as you could see on my experience map, as an example, I talk about, and it's very visual because the majority of us are very visual people. So it shows, my personality type, not just the Myers-Briggs letters, but it actually tells you like what my strengths are with that personality type, why that's valuable. I also listed my strength finders strengths in there. The experience map goes beyond just your trajectory, your work trajectory, your career, because rarely do people have a straight and narrow path in their career. There's so much more to us than a job title. You know, people bring their whole selves to work. So it's really important for an employer to know who their people are. And an experience map is an excellent way to open up those types of conversations without, you know, just prying and having an uncomfortable conversation or an awkward conversation. But it opens the door for really thoughtful, meaningful conversations, and it allows an employer to be strategic about how they're going to place people in different roles. And it allows the employee or the person who has developed the experience map, and it allows them to really demonstrate, highlight the other skills that they have, highlight who they are, highlight, you know, what else adds value to them being at this company. So the thing that I enjoyed the most when I created my experience map is that it really helped me to become more self-aware and think really deeply about, hey, you know, who I am and the experiences that I have had and how that helps me come to work as a whole person. So they're very visual, and you can get super creative with them. There are so many different ways to use them, but I would say the best way to utilize it is when you're really trying to move up in your organization, or if you are interviewing, you could send it ahead of time on an interview. The only thing I caution about that is, you know, some employers wouldn't know how to receive it because they haven't utilized one themselves, and then they don't want to get themselves in any potential discriminatory situations because they didn't select a candidate. So if it's not received or if they don't utilize it on the interview, don't become discouraged. It's an excellent tool for a conversation starter once you're in a company and once you're ready to move up.
How would you be able to put one together? Yours was very professionally done. Where would they go if they said, you know, I think I need to get an experience map? Where would they go to be able to put one together?
I received several templates. You can find them on Canva, canva.com. You can find some templates there. And you can create one in PowerPoint on your own. And it would just be like, it's similar to creating a resume. Like you could have that, you know, letter size, and you just start adding your pictures and your whatever words you want to describe you and to tell a little bit about you. Like I have, you might remember from mine, like I have an airplane, and I show in a little graph how many countries I've been to, how many states I've been to, and, you know, things of that nature. But that shows that I am a person who, you know, like I like to travel, so I'm used to being around different people. I've been to different countries. I've been a foreigner, you know. So that should tell that could open up a conversation about just as an example about working with diverse groups.
Mm-hmm. So could people hire you to help them to do one?
Yes, I would be more than happy to help a person put together an experience map, especially as they're going along in their trajectory. It goes along with the service that I offer in career coaching, helping them really get focused and, you know, get intentional about where they want to go, where they've been and where they want to go.
Great. So now, of course, I need to know the answer of, how can people get in contact with you? You've given so much great information. I'm like, now I know people want to know, how do I find this woman?
I have a website. They can find me online. I have a Facebook page. It's Stephanie H. Consulting. That's my business page. You can find me there. You can reach out to me via email. It's shancock324@gmail.com.
Okay, you're going to have to say that slower. You're going to have to say that slower.
I'm so sorry. S. Hancock. It's my first initial.
Okay.
Yes. S. Hancock. So my first initial.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And my last name.
Is the rest of it lowercase?
Uh-huh. Everything's lowercase.
Okay.
It's very easy for me to remember.
S. Hancock. at.
Oh, 324.
Mm-hmm. So S. Hancock 324
at gmail.com.
Okay, that will be if people end up getting in contact with me so that I can pass that information on to them.
Right.
So S. Hancock 324 @gmail.com. And
yes. And also this Sunday, I'm hosting a complimentary vision planning event for people to set their intentions for 2021 and beyond. And it will be online. It's a free Facebook event, and they can find the link to the Eventbrite, or they can go directly to Eventbrite, and it's 2021 vision planning. Or they can go and find it on my page and sign up.
Great. Okay, so it's on Eventbrite. 2021 vision planning, or they could go to your Facebook page, which again was Stephanie H. Consulting.
Correct.
Okay, and that's on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that was great. Well, we are down to, unfortunately, our last 5 minutes. Stephanie, I'm going to definitely have to have you come back because I am a vision board connoisseur, and I definitely know when we discuss vision boards as we go into 2021, I'm going to have you come back. Do you have a problem with that?
Oh, I would be honored. Thank you so much for that invitation. Yes, I'd love to come back.
Wonderful. So in our last 5 minutes, are there any closing remarks that you would like to add for our audience? Anything to keep them? Because I know you talked about how important it was to have the transferable skills, to have the right mindset, to be self-aware. Anything else that you would like to share with the audience?
Yes, just maintain their confidence in themselves, in society, in the world in which we are living. There's so many things that are unpredictable, but just be confident in yourself and who you are and your skills, and keep moving forward and keep doing good, and it will come back to you.
Exactly. I definitely think that to be true, because I know that just looking, particularly tonight is actually election night, so I know people are on pins and needles. Some jobs closed early today because we're expecting people to be out of control tonight. So there's just a lot of anxiety and stress, let alone having to look for a job. And you said how important mindset is. All of that swirling around in your head makes it really difficult to be positive. I know for me, I have to use a lot of positive self-talk. Do you ever recommend that?
Highly. I recommend that. Every morning I have what's called 10 before 10. I'll just rattle it off quickly. That's how I start my day off, with exercise, prayer, meditation, visualization, positive affirmations. I eat, I drink water, I read, and I write. I think I got all of those things in there. But that's how I start my day pretty much every single day. So that helps to get me centered, and that's a good idea for other people to help them find something like that to help get them centered.
Wow, I definitely think that's a great idea. So let me just put the information out. We are down to our last 2 minutes. Your event is this Sunday. And the time again?
3 p.m.
3 p.m. And it is on Eventbrite, which is called 2021 Vision Planning. So you are giving that for free, which is excellent to get people started as they plan for the new year. And if they do need to get in contact with you, again, your email address, shancock24@gmail.com. And they can also get in contact with you through your Facebook at Stephanie H. Consulting. Did I get all that right?
You got it. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Excellent. Stephanie, thank you so much for being on our program today. I think there's a lot of people that will find this information helpful and will hopefully get them on the road to finding a new job or a new career.
I hope so too. Thank you so much again for having me as your guest. I really appreciate it. It was an honor.
Not a problem. And we're going to rebook you for the early part of January as we look at our vision boards. I want to thank my audience for tuning in. This is Taran Travel with Rethink, Refresh, Relaunch. And I always like to end my program by saying, take time to make a difference every day in some way. And everybody can do small things, big things. Sometimes it's a please, a thank you, holding open a door. But work on making a difference every day in some way. Have a great evening. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.